Dreamscape presents Wifey's Next Twisted Fate by Kiki Swenson. Narrated by Angel Cochran. Another round of interrogations.
If someone else gets murdered, I am going to have a freaking heart attack, I screamed after I called my attorney, Mr. Kessler, and his voicemail picked up.
You've reached the law offices of Kessler, Pulaski, and Lancaster. Please leave your name, number, and the nature of your call, and someone will get back with you. Have a great day.
Mr. Kessler, this is Kira Wade. Detective Grimes, his partner, and two other cops are standing outside my front door asking me and Dylan to come down to the police station to give a formal statement about another freaking murder. You told me not to speak with any of them if you're not present. Please call me back or meet me at the precinct, I said, and then I disconnected the line.
Dylan walked to the back of the apartment. I wasn't sure what he was doing, but when I heard the water running from the bathroom sink, my thoughts began to spiral out of control. I rushed to the bathroom door and tried to open it, but it was locked.
Dylan, open the door,
I whispered softly, but in an urgent manner.
Give me a second, he replied. No, open it now.
I wouldn't back down.
I said, give me a second.
He stood his ground. But I wasn't going for it, so I continued to turn the doorknob while I urged him to open the door.
Dylan, what are you doing in there?
I uttered loud enough for only he and I to hear.
Well, that's what I thought.